was it off?
I don't know. I mean, I can't tell because there's a delay inherent.
Oh, was there a delay? You could hear the delay?
Well, no. I mean, we have a delay. So whenever I say go and then you say go,
right,
it sounds off to me, but then it'll sound, and then I match it up in the mix. So
it'll be even worse.
Now it's going to be like, there's no like truth. There's just like our subjective truths, and they get merged.
It doesn't matter. We could just be saying words, and you as a listener should be the ones to put it together. This is like some sort of poetry, like a Dylan Thomas poem.
Yeah, like if we really wanted to, if we took ourselves seriously and we're like this is art, you know, we would be, just be collage, you know, like Burroughs-esque collage, you know, it'd be different recordings of us from whatever 15 years ago. When we started the show, however long ago that was, and
except this is all scripted though, so really it's the opposite because this is just scripts we're reading from.
So it's, but the scripts are, it's like three-dimensional scripts, so the things we're saying now, they're meant to
it's a script of life. What if I started talking like Bruce Burroughs? So like, Marius Lipman from the north at the famous
6 years ago, you know, we're saying now, if you intercut it, then it like actually makes sense because this is all written out in a very
cut up style.
Yeah. Like, but so, you know, it all makes sense when you overlay it. If you, it's like Dark Side of the Moon over
Wizard of Oz,
Rain Man.
It's like if you play, Don Henley's greatest hits over Rain Man, and then you, better yet, Mannequin 2, We the Mannequin. Yeah,
the like 1993 greatest hits, because there's a bunch of different ones, so it's that one specifically.
Down at the Sunset Grill, fwitter, you know, that solo at the end that's got that keyboard solo, it's like a horn keyboard. Like that part during like when he's like, hot water burn baby, it's perfect.
It like syncs up. It's like, accenting his phrasing. We rewatched Mannequin 2 the other day because it was, it's like on HBO.
It's good. There are two beautiful schools of thought. People think that you should do Don Henley's greatest hits with Rain Man, and other people think you should do it with Driving Miss Daisy.
Yeah,
works really good too. Like the part where when Miss Daisy, when they're locked, they're both locked in the trunk, and they have to, you know, they make love and then eat their way out.
They get horny because it's a common physiological response. You know, if you're in danger,
we gotta boop our ways out.
Yeah, your downstairs get a little puffy and
Miss Daisy.
They're old, but you know they're still sexual beings.
Well, it was weird because they would show them embraced, and then all of a sudden it's like almost like they go back in time, and it's like young people making love. But it's then beautiful. Right at the end, at the climax, they turn right back old.
Cuts. You see, just
Miss Daisy.
Their horrifying bodies intertwined. Oh,
the sheet comes off. You could see a hand.
it's Ron Howard's hand.
Ron Howard pulls. You see it. It's his hand lays on them for a good, it pauses. It's like a good 3 or 4 seconds, and then all of a sudden the sheet comes off, and then you see the Miss Daisy.
Miss Daisy.
And that's the craziest thing. They did their own sex scenes.
Right. Good for them. You know, it's like there's like an ethos behind that where you're like, yeah, I'm an artist. This is, we are reflecting true life. And our job as artists is to,
Would Miss Daisy
betray?
Screw. What would she screw? Like, she's like, should I do this? She practiced, you know?
Yeah. She's like, well, I know what my orgasm is, but what is Miss Daisy's orgasm? It's totally different. You have to find it as an actor.
Yeah. Them eating the interior of the car. That was Jessica Tandy's. That was her experience.
Improvisation, chief. She suggested.
Now you and I start eating the inside of the car, the interior, the yummy parts.
Yeah, the leather. It's good. It's fine leather. So it's basically like, it's just cow when it comes down to it.
Yeah, it is. It's cow.
It's just cow.
Tanned cow.
Tanned, I guess you put oil in it.
Miss Tandy. Jessica Tandy.
R.I.P.
Yes.
Is she dead? Did she die?
Yeah, she died.
Okay. This we can make this episode. She was in her memory.
I just saw her, and she was in Hitchcock. Yeah, she's one of those people that like always played like an old person.
She was in that that Batteries Not Included about the little robots. You ever see that one?
Oh yeah, is she. That's cool. Oh yeah, she's in. She's also in Gremlins. Gremlins 3. It's just called Gremlins 3, but it's just about these six old people that live in a house together causing chaos, and
yeah, they find some of these weird rocks floating in the pool, and they start swimming in there.
Oh, that's right. She's in Cocoon.
Gets horny.
Balls of steel. So I think
he's like, oh yeah, blue steel. He's like, my dick is so hard.
You're allowed to do that. Like if it's a guy, if it's like a, you know, because, you know, he was 75. Actually, true story, yeah. He was 49, which is exactly my age.
He's like our age playing.
He's my age. No, literally my age. He was in that movie. Yeah. And he's like, he's supposed to playing a 75-year-old guy, you know, near death in hospice at the place. And he's like,
dick is so hard.
Dude, you have an erection that's like harder than a rock. You know, he says to the other guy, and you like it. You like that part. But if it was Jessica Tandy and she was just like, you saw a spot for him on her dress.
Yeah.
And
she's like, oh, my clitoris is engorged. So wet.
Man, my clitoris is so big and wet. Oh my God. She turns to the other.
Yeah.
What people would, is yours? Just, wait, it is.
Yeah. That's just misogyny, you know. We've got to change.
I mean, look, when in my 20s, I think I was less horny in my 20s. Like in my 20s, I didn't like, you know, because I'm implying that they're like in their 20s, you know, that vigor, they have that.
Yeah, they're reinvigorated. Yeah.
Yeah. And my 20s, like imagine if I was just walking down the street and be like, oh yeah, here comes an erection. I'd be horrified. Although sometimes they would come for no reason, and sometimes I wouldn't get them for the right reason. It's weird how God works.
Yeah, you're like you're at the butcher shop and you're watching them, you know, hack up the side of beef, and then your body reacts in a certain way, and you know, makes you uncomfortable. And you're like, why? Is this just a coincidence, or is there something else going on? Do I need to go to therapy?
I'm gonna guess that's probably something your dad or your mom said to you when you were younger, screamed at you in public someplace.
Yeah,
or
I think, the shame, the deep shame,
shame of some sort. Yeah, your aunt, you know, had to pull you to the side and tell you can't do that in public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then you saw some feet walking by. That's the end of it.
That's it. Then you're fucked. You're just years later. Just, you know, reaping what was sown all that time ago.
What's wrong? What's wrong? I thought everything was going well. Everything's going great. I'm just going to need you to say these lines from Mannequin 2 before we can continue. There isn't a Mannequin 2. How could there not be a Mannequin 2? Why did they drop the ball and they said, look, no more mannequins? Somebody said no more. So it was a thing. It was probably, there's going to be a documentary about it. Like, why there isn't a Mannequin 2?
Well, no, there is a Mannequin 2. And it's, but the weird thing about it is that Hollywood, the gay guy, he's in it. He's like the through line, but it's a totally different mannequin and a totally different guy that's horny to have sex with the mannequin. And then, but Hollywood, he never mentions throughout the movie. He's like, oh yeah, I knew another guy that also fucked a mannequin. He doesn't, it's like, he doesn't even bother. It's like so normal for him. Like it's implied that this happens like all the time. And then the two movies are just sort of glimpses into these random occurrences that are just commonplace for him.
Right. Right. Mannequin was more of an autobiography. For the guy who wrote it, the director.
he had to tell his personal story.
They had to tone down some of the stuff. You know, there was a lot of violence towards the mannequins. There was another mannequin, his previous girlfriend and mannequin girlfriend.
Yeah.
There isn't a Mannequin 2.
There is.
No, there is. I'm thinking of Mannequin. There should be a Mannequin 3.
There should be, but there, as far as I know, I mean, maybe there's someone
jump
made
to
one.
5.
Let's skip. Let's go. You know, they did like, you know, the Leprechaun in space or whatever. You could do Mannequin in space, Mannequin in the Hood. That'd be cool.
I guess he goes that route.
Yeah, like you got to figure out new scenarios.
Space mannequins.
It's like a
mannequin boys.
Mannequin boy version.
Mannequin nun.
Yeah, they should do a mannequin where there's a boy that's like a male mannequin, and then, you know, what happens then? Like, that'd be crazy. If a guy, if like a, there's a male mannequin that came to life.
Right. And it would just be real, it'd just be real time footage of a man delivering the mail. That would be your movie.
There you go. That's it. It's very, it's like verite.
Did you say, you did say mailman mannequin.
I thought you said, what if a mannequin was a, was like a mailman or a, you know, whatever.
Manager, the manager mannequin.
Middle manager.
Mannequin, the manager of the store that the mannequin is in.
They call it managerkin. And then,
why is this happening? Why am I here? Why did I pay? Box office smash.
If it was just at the, like a true story about a mannequin that came to life, and just the existential dread of like suddenly having, you know, a form and consciousness.
Yeah, exactly. Just why is this happening to me?
The horror, you know, you're feeling like all your blood, your entire, your heart is beating.
It's like you wake up and you're just beautiful woman mannequin, right? And you're just like, oh, and you start feeling this dread, and then all of a sudden there's a guy, he's like, oh my god, I could have my way with you, you're not real, but you kind of are.
It's a horror story,
you know. Then you gotta deal with that right away.
Yeah, that would be, we could remake Mannequin as a horror film,
right?
Pitch it to A24,
right?
This could be yeah, it. This could be our ticket out of the
Here's
slums.
The problem: we're gonna have to buy the mannequin franchise.
The rights.
You're gonna have to purchase the mannequin franchise, or at least do some sort of deal that we can make Mannequin 3. It's not gonna be cheap. Let's see the script. We don't really have a script per se, but we should definitely get this going as soon as possible.
Yeah, we got to get the ball rolling. Get these wheels start turning sooner the better for us. Because we're going to lose interest really soon.
We need the cast of Driving Miss Daisy. Well, yeah, Jessica Tandy's dead, I know, and we are in talks with the family to see
the estate.
The AI.
The estate, they're very interested in licensing her likeness.
Miss Daisy?
Yeah. That's going to happen more and more, right? Like, we'll get to watch
Mannequin
movies.
Mannequin 3, water wars. You know what I mean? Mannequin 3, the desolation. Like, it just turns real dark.
Apocalyptic. What would happen if there was nuclear winter and then a mannequin came back to life and someone was horny for it?
Right.
There's a story there.
Yeah, and some people could... For some reason, their bodies are able to live past the nuclear winter, and there's these tribes. But unfortunately, nuclear winter makes you extremely aroused, and it's just hard to get anything done. You know, you can't barely feed yourself, take care of anything. You know, it's just a suck and fuck fest.
They stumble upon the ruins of a department store, and there's this intact mannequin, and then, you know, whatever, you'll figure out the reasons. Like, I think it was like an Egyptian spell or something. Like, the mannequin's alive. Yeah,
Egyptian.
And they're like, oh, well, what if someone fucked it?
What in the... I have an idea. This isn't real. We should take all our arousals out on this mannequin. And this will fix society.
Yeah, this could. And it could, you know. Maybe that
it
is like the...
Me. If I didn't have to think about this stuff, you know what I mean? It's like, think about, like, you know what I mean? It's like a 50, like you're 75, 80 years old, and you're just like,
very old. You can feel your organs failing inside you.
Please, I have needs. Yeah, your organs are failing, but you're still horny.
You're still a sexual being. That doesn't go away.
That's why if you go on Brazzers or Pornhub and just type anything, eventually it starts getting to that, where it's just like, extremely old man, you know, with young girl, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, man, please. I hate old people. Don't you understand? How do I need to type in here. I hate old people. Remember this. I can't look at them.
Well, these are the stories that as humans we want to tell, you know. It's like they're kind of like archetype, they're, you know, whatever, like
right.
Just like a trope, but you know, we just have to tell these stories from generation to generation. It's important.
Right. This is the Pornhub old man fucks two teens is like Bob Dylan. It's like folk art. It's like folk song.
Yes. Yeah.
That we're trying to pass on to our.
Yeah, it's like a reinterpretation of another story about grandpa, a horny grandpa, and then, you know.
I'm like that guy that hates the beatniks. You know, hey, you're too loud. Dylan's playing electric.
Yeah, it's exact the same scenario. You just got to get with the times, grandpa.
Yeah. I feel like we should talk about Burning Man, but there's nothing really to say about it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like someone died, I guess, so RIP to them.
Right.
But someone dies like every year.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone just is paying more attention right now because...
Well, the reason why somebody died is because they have a hospice there.
Yeah.
And people go to live their last days at Burning Man.
There's like a senior... assisted living. They're in their they're like little community, and then Diplo's in a hot air insurance. Balloon.
Wait, yeah, Diplo's there. Like we promise in the insurance, it's like, what does it cover? It covers Diplo in a hot air balloon as you die.
Yeah, they take Medicaid. You know, or you can go toward if you're but your income has to be below a certain level and stuff, but
like you're going, imagine you're fully awake and you see your grandson and he's just coming from a 24-hour rave.
Yeah,
you just hear in the background and then he's like, hey dad, well, how are you doing? And you're at that moment fading out, and that's what you hear, is that music pounding.
Yeah, the light is like shrinking to a pin, and right. You know, you're hearing that as everything collapses.
That is a beautiful thought.
That's how
somebody died. They passed away in hospice.
Yep, RIP. But they lived a long, happy life. Do you think
that there will be a cultural shift?
Like an in memoriam session? Right. What do you mean?
Yeah. They're going to mention it at the Grammys. This goes out to...
That's what I was imagining.
It's like, yeah, like we had a tragic death at blah, blah, and they show the picture and it's like clearly a hundred year old man.
It's dreadlocks.
He's like, oh, like just like, man, he's like, you can hear him mouthing the words, kill me.
Please free me. What kind of cultural shift?
Oh, just people thinking Burning Man sucks.
I don't know. When you keep like seeing all the like horrible people that go there, it, like beyond even the tech bros, it's like just Republican it's just like, why would you want to go party with those guys? Like just douchey.
Well, it's people with money, you know, people who are like with money who don't, I don't know. I think there's a few different things happening, but you're right. I think there is a lot of that sort of just Republican, not even Republican. They're just
like conservative, bad people. Like rich. Yeah, like I don't know. Like to me, like whatever, like
selfish like, rich weirdos.
Yeah, like Burning Man aesthetically, I don't. It's not appealing to me, but I can understand like whatever version of it that maybe existed some time ago was like, I understand like why someone might want to go if not me.
That's why like, Steve Jobs died.
Yeah, exactly. But like going there to like party with some like, you know, rich lobbyist guy that works for, you know, Monsanto or whatever, like guys are there.
It's like they have them in Monsanto tent.
Yeah, the like roof. It's like a giant RV with like a robot.
They got Steve Aoki DJs the Monsanto party. At Burning Man, you know. A
GMO plant is like got its arms grabbing people and eating them.
We made a food. I mean, it'd be cool actually if they made food that like you would just maybe wouldn't digest. You know, like if you didn't want to gain weight, something like that, or like a food that would you know, satisfy the arousal of a 90-year-old man or
yep.
that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just something different.
It'd be like Olestra, but for being horny.
Yes. Yeah, like Olestra, but for your sex drive.
Your libido. I don't know exactly how that works. But
I mean, do you remember looking in and like at the grocery store and seeing the Olestra and just marveling at it and just yep. seeing it?
Oh, yeah. Saying, I would just look at it.
And just look at it and be like, look, there's those chips.
There they are.
You hate a leakage. And I was like, 80% I would definitely have anal. You know what I mean? It just seemed like
yeah, no, there's it's definitely going to happen, but I would linger in that aisle, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I would look at them and
I remember what they look like.
Yeah.
That'd be cool on a shirt. That would be the cool, man, someone's going to steal this. Just the Olestra will cause anal leakage, you know. It's funny.
It may cause,
it's funny, you know, man.
It's kind of a gamble, right? It's like kind of fun. Yeah. Like you're rolling the dice. Maybe you will, maybe you won't.
I did. Also, I just wanted to know what it leaked.
Yeah. I think like it was just like a runny, like a
yeah.
kind of water. A discharge.
Pure water. You know, like a clear creek, like a babbling yeah,
the
brook.
The purest, you water. Know, yeah, crystal geyser.
Yeah, but yeah, I remember looking at it, just being like, "Wow, this is a." They have this in the store. You can buy this, and it tells you that this horrible thing is going to happen to you, like
yeah, they your explain. Body,
not just because of that, but it's like, why is that happening? Like, what is the physiology of it? Like, just like, well, look, I'll tell you what it does. It comes in and it paralyzes your lower intestine, so it can't, and things just fall through it. It opens, it dilates.
It just turns you into yeah, like an old sock, so everything yeah. just kind of falls through.
And mucus, your body creates pounds of mucus in order to just push it through because it doesn't know what else to do. It resembles death. Like when you die, it's the same thing.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of power in that, actually. You know, it's like you're kind of right. you're like a shaman. You're glimpsing the next phase by eating that
your body
entire is, yeah. bag of Olestra chips.
Yeah.
It gives you some
know,
sort of...
You know, you feel it. You know, you know after you eat the chip, you have this sort of depletion, you know, metaphysical depletion in your spirit. And you yeah. know that you've seen death and you shouldn't have.
You shouldn't your body have, but you did, though. And so now you have to reckon with the aftermath.
Right. You worry, is there a God? Is there a God? I don't know. What will this God judge me for doing this? This seems...
Will I be judged? Yeah. Did I go too far? Did I take one step beyond the, you know, the precipice? Now I can't go back.
I just saw the chips. They were, looked, it was a funny thing. And I just did it as a joke and to say, look, I've had it. And now I'm having to think about these things.
And I might have leakage. Hey, everyone. Hey, guys. I'm gonna leak.
I saw there is no God, you say right after you eat the chip. I know that there is no God.
I just
a portion of my body died.
Yeah. Like the DMT released into your brain and you saw what happens.
This is beautiful. Now I want those chips. I'm going on eBay right now looking.
Yeah, someone's selling them. Because I remember I was like, I looked up Kudos because those went out of business and I was like, well, can you still get Kudos? Granola candy bars, and you can or you could on eBay. People yeah. would be selling.
I remember
them.
That it was like a few years old though. It was like 10 years old.
Yeah, they're old at the time, yeah, and so expired Kudos. But you can
get
buy
those
them.
Kudos bars.
I want to eat that. I need it.
My mom had them. I remember that.
Oh
she
yeah,
also, she
them.
Also had Crystal Light. Mm-hmm. That was a thing. 80s.
Yeah, Kudos. It was like one of those. Like it was like a 90s. For me, it was like this like kind of pseudo health food. Like my parents wouldn't buy me, you know, they didn't want to buy like a candy bar, but they would buy a Kudos, which was right. dipped in chocolate and caramel and whatever. But it had
a bunch of nuts in there.
It had granola in it, I guess. So.
It was a diet. It was a diet. It was a diet granola bar for your children.
This is healthful. I'm raising my boy right.
Yeah.
But they would tell themselves.
That is a beautiful thought. Marius,
yep.
I just saw it into an alternate universe where you were the proud father of a teenage son.
If I'd had a kid at 18,
you'd be doing cool stuff.
I could raise, they'd be my friend now.
Yeah.
My adult friend.
Right. You'd be like, you'd tell him, you'd be like, look, Steve, you got to start acting Steve. Like I'm your older brother and be like, man, look, my older brother, he taught me everything. He's so cool what he does. He's,
when we go to the bar together, you have to introduce me as your cool brother.
Man, he would really, he was so good with the ladies, man. He did a lot of sex in college.
He did so many sexes. He did cum all over the place.
Right.
So many times.
Be around. If you did a black light on the city, you'd see my brother's cum all over the streets.
Splattered.
That's a yucky thought.
That's a different life that could have been led that wasn't.
Wait, what?
I was just like that could have been true, but you know, right. If I had made some different choices.
Right.
Oh well.
I think you made better choices.
Yeah. Thank you. Speaking of choices, should we choose to
The choice is
to end this.
We are done. Love okay. You guys.
Yeah, love you. Thank you. See you appreciate next week. You tuning in. We'll see you next time.